Hearts in Atlantis, Disc 17.
10:45 a.m. So far, so good. He lays his cane down carefully, drops to one knee, and dumps the contents of the baseball glove into the box. Then he sweeps a hand back and forth through the bills, although he can still see them pretty well. He picks them up. There's $400 or $500 in all, which puts him on the way to a $3,000 day. Not great for this time of year, but not bad either. Then rolls them up and slips a rubber band around them. He then pushes a button on the inside of the case, and the false floor drops down on springs, dumping the load of change all the way to the bottom. He adds the roll of bills, making no attempt to hide what he's doing, but feeling no qualms about it either. In all the years he has been doing this, no one has ever taken him off. God help the asshole whoever tries. He lets go of the button, allowing the false floor to snap back into place, and stands up. A hand immediately presses into the small of his back. "Merry Christmas, Willie," the owner of the hand says. Blind Willie recognizes him by the smell of his cologne. "Merry Christmas, Officer Wheelock," Willie responds. His head remains tilted upward in a faintly questioning posture. His hands hang at his sides. His feet, in their brightly polished boots, remain apart in a stance not quite wide enough to be parade rest, but nowhere near tight enough to pass as attention. "How are you today, sir?" "In the pink, motherfucker," Wheelock says. "You know me. Always in the pink." Here comes a man in a top coat hanging open over a bright red ski sweater. His hair is short, black on top, gray on the sides. His face has a stern, carved look Blind Willie recognizes at once. He's got a couple of handle-top bags, one from Saks, one from Bally, in his hands. He stops and reads the sign. "Dong Ha?" he asks suddenly, speaking not as a man does when naming a place, but as one does when recognizing an old acquaintance on a busy street. "Yes, sir," Blind Willie says. "Who is your CO? "Captain Bob Brissom, with a U, not an O, and above him, Colonel Andrew Shelf, sir." "I heard of Shelf," says the man in the open coat. His face suddenly looks different. As he walked toward the man on the corner, it looked as if it belonged on Fifth Avenue. Now it doesn't. "Never met him, though." "Toward the end of my run, we didn't see anyone with much rank, sir." "If you came out of the Ashau Valley, I'm not surprised. Are we on the same page here, soldier?" "Yes, sir. There wasn't much command structure left by the time we hit Dong Ha. I pretty much rolled things along with another lieutenant. His name was Diefenbaker."